now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, in the Cocktail Nation, it is our best of the best music releases for 2018 and a very, very busy year in the Cocktail Nation. Lots of new releases. In fact, definitely up from last year. It was a little bit thin on the ground. But the great thing is we have lots of new bands, albums, and singles to talk about tonight, which is just fantastic. First up, the man who brought us Cocktails with Joey. He had his first release in a long time. It was a pleasure talking to Joey Altruder about Cocktails with Joey, talking about the mystery girl on the front of his album. Most importantly, talk about his new album, and he joined us on the show to kick off 2018.
So the brand new album is called Booze, Babes, and Bongos, and it's out on a digital label called Avocadio, like avocado and audio put together. Avocadio, you can find it at avocadio.com, and it's strictly a digital platform release. It's in all streaming and digital shops and everything for the time being. And what it is I put together a lot of songs that I have had in my vault for a long time that were mainly created for the purpose of placement for film use and television use in the past. And, I just figured, like, I know the public that loved the Cocktails with Joey album will probably really want to be able to hear these and access these. So I decided to put them all together, and, you know, eventually I'll be releasing a limited pre-sold run of records, vinyl of this.
Here's Joey Altruder and the Knockaround on the Cocktail Nation. Best of the best for 2018.
Yeah.
the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net. Thank you.
live de Best in the Cocktail Nation.
They like to chat about the dresses they will wear tonight. They chew the fat about their tresses and the neighbor's fights. Inconsequential things that men don't really care to know become essential things that women find so apropos. But that's a dame, they're all the same. It's just a game, they call it girl talk, girl talk. They all meow about the ups and downs of all their friends, the who, the how, the why. They dish the dirt, it never ends. The weaker sex, the speaker sex, we mortal males behold. Although we joke we wouldn't trade you for a ton of gold. So baby, stay and gab away, but hear me say that after girl talk, talk to me. But that's a dame, they're all the same. It's just a game, they call it girl talk, girl talk. Stay and gab away, but hear me say that after girl talk, talk to me.
The Cocktail Nation with John Eric Booth, the man we got to meet for the very first time. This particular song, Girl Talk, was released in about 2008, I believe, but I'd only just come across John Eric Booth. So as far as I'm concerned, he makes the list with the best of the best, and a song that all lounge lovers absolutely adore, Girl Talk. Also played the Tiki Torches and Mizzaloo from their Departure album. I had the chance to catch up with Jay Priestman, who's one of the engineers behind the band and, of course, plays in the band. And he told me about some of the amazing work that they'd done in producing the original sound that is the Tiki Torches sound. And I'll tell you what, keep an eye on these guys because they are a real fantastic working band working across the United States. I've been keeping an eye on their Instagram account and they are very, very busy, which is just fantastic. So if you get the chance to see the Tiki Torches, I certainly encourage you to do so.
Best of the best on the Cocktail Nation.
One of my most favorite jazz musicians here in Australia. He's a man who's got an international reputation. He's released so many albums. I've lost count of how many albums that he's released, but I just love the lounge sound that he does bring. And he's a mainstream jazz artist. His name is James Morrison. He's an Australian music legend. And he released another album. The album is called Midnight to Dawn, which had a lovely lounge sound. And he told us about how the name of the album and the concept came about.
Yeah, well, the only time we had, I mean, we were there in London for about a week and we were gigging each night. And in the daytime, we were recording with the BBC Orchestra and at Abbey Road, you know, those beautiful studios in Abbey Road, and with this fantastic engineer, Peter Cobbin, who I'm proud to say is an Aussie who moved over there many, many years ago and is their top engineer. And the band and I said, this is great, but we had the quartet there with the BBC Orchestra. We said, wouldn't it be great to be doing our own quartet album here too?
Yeah.
Pity we don't have the time. And then we went, well, wait a minute. We're not doing anything between about midnight after the gig and sort of, you know, dawn.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the recording sessions weren't starting at dawn, they were starting at 10. We thought we could sleep between dawn and 10. So we certainly weren't going to get up at dawn and record until 10. So
yeah.
We said, yeah, let's go in the studio in the middle of the night. Because the Abbey Road guys said, yeah, of course, you know. And so there we were in the middle of the night in Abbey Road, and they're busy studios, and there's lots going on in the corridors and things through the day. And what's lovely is after midnight, it does quieten right down. And you're just in this studio, just with the engineer and, you know, whatever you need. And it's a different sort of atmosphere, and it is like a sort of a late-night jam.
James Morrison from the album From Midnight to Dawn, and Candy on the Coctonation. Thank you. Nation with Daniel Pemberton and Moog Necklace. That is from the Ocean's 8 soundtrack, a film that I complained bitterly about earlier in the year. I went and saw it and I thought to myself, you know what? The saving grace of this film is its soundtrack. And of course its soundtrack is brilliant because Daniel Pemberton did it. He's also the man behind the Man from U.N.C.L.E. theme as well, the recent movie that just came out a couple of years ago. He is an incredible soundtrack maker. The scores that this guy does is just amazing. And Ocean's 8 just is so cool. The theme, the tracks, the score, not the movie. Movie's okay. It's okay. Anyway, I've just absolutely fallen in love with the soundtrack. And I know I've raved about it over the year, that's for sure. Also played the Mike Freeman Quartet. House of Vibes is the album, and the track we played is called Bobby Land. On the Coctonation, one of my favourite bands around is Nutty, coming out of Los Angeles, Sunny Moon and the Gang. They are just amazing. I just love the fact that they put together such professional video clips. Their video clips just really sell the band. An amazing fusion of jazz and rock, and a process that I call nutticising. Anyway, I had an interesting start to this interview with Sunny Moon.
Cocktail Nation.
We were talking about doing this interview. I said something on email which confused you. I said, I'm going to ask you about what goes into nutticizing a song. And you wrote back to me like, what?
I figured it out. You know, I guess late at night I'd had a couple of scotches and I see what he said.
What the hell is coupon?
I didn't know. Yeah, I thought you were saying nutty sing a song. Oh, okay.
Giving the nutty treatment to the song is nutticizing the song. Now, you can use that if you'd like. You can use that.
I will. Thank you.
I'll give that to you.
All right. Okay. I appreciate that, man. You know, it depends on the song. Oftentimes, we hear a rock song.
Yeah.
And we think, what jazz number can we weave into this, you know? Sometimes we keep a jazz composition on the boards and we look for a rock song to pair it with. It just depends on what's going on. I tend to listen to rock and jazz together. I put my music on shuffle mode and I hear combinations that inspire a new idea just by listening to whatever's coming up. I go, oh, that works. That works with that. And that's great. Sometimes it's effortless. Hmm. Sometimes it's a pain in the ass. Yeah, it's a real challenge. But like any project, our songs develop in stages as we work them up. I mean, like I said, we're touching songs up that we did, you know, many years ago because we keep hearing stuff and we play it live and we say, oh, the audience is reacting to this. And or, oh, yeah, nah, let's put the Dick Van Dyke theme in this. That works perfectly with this part. You know, it's just stuff that comes together.
The cool thing with Nutty is that they did a crowdfunding exercise for the very, very first time. And we talked about that in the interview, in the longer version of the interview, and how they were uncomfortable with the concept. But once they got on board with it, fans got on board and it was an absolutely huge success. So for bands who are thinking, you know what, I'd like to put out an album, but yeah, we just got enough dough to do it. Certainly take the lead of Nutty because they managed to do it. And they've built something amazing, and I think they'll probably do another one in the future. Here they are, the Sunglasses Crowd on the Cocktail Nation.
Time for some ZZ Top Shelf with some vintage Ramsey Lewis in a dirty glass. Thing you do when you get up out of bed. If the streets are running, try to meet the masses. Go and get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Spied a little dolly, and I followed her around the night. Sport funky fine Levi's, and a sweater kind of tight. She had a West Coast strut, that was sweet as molasses. But what really knocked me out were the cheap sunglasses. they won't even know your name. Now the choice is up to you, 'cause they come in two classes: rhinestone shades or cheap sunglasses.
Is this Al Cooper?
Hello, buddy. How are you?
All the stars of law, all the stars of law across the globe.
Hey, Coop.
The Cocktail Nation.
Hello, Warwick speaking.
Hello, Warwick. It's Coop Cooper from the Cocktail Nation. How are you?
Hey, good, mate.
Coop Cooper, the lounge leader.
Coop.
Direct from the city penthouse.
Yeah, I was just shaking a cocktail. Perfect timing for me.
The lounge Lothario. Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
With some Spire Jazz release this year, codename Carter, High Altitude, Low Opening. It's Coop Cooper with you with the best of the best. Yeah, we cover it all. Exotica, Spire Jazz, just regular jazz as well with the lounge sound. And the Martini Kings are an amazing band who also, like Nutty, put together a crowdfunder with great success from their fans. The result of this was the album called Smile.
I've been wanting to do an album that's all
you know, Martini King style, but with vocals. And our vocalist, Kate Campbell, did a great job on the record. So we got 9 tracks, and I went in the studio and just wrote a batch of songs, and I've been threatening to do it with her for a while. But we finally got the time where both of us could work it out, because she's Canadian, and she goes back to Canada a lot, and just finding the right time and the moment, and it worked out great, man. I'm really psyched. The production's killer on the record.
Martini King's now Time Slips Away in the Cocteau Nation.
When you're gone, they fade to gray. The words don't come close to what my heart really feels. So stay right here for one more day. You make me happy every moment in a way that no one can. When we're apart, I count down the days till you return. I wonder
Best of the Best on the Cocteau Nation.
Cocktail Nation.
Tell me his name again.
Cooper.
Lounge Lothario DJ.
This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. A casual stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming a favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to save all my nights and spend them all with you. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything that I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. Stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming a favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I wanna save all my nights and spend them all with you. I wanna save all my nights and spend
Cocktail Nation with Rachel Caswell, and a lovely way to spend an evening. That's from the album We're All in the Dance. Also played Tiki Delights and Fashionably Late again. All the artists have released songs in 2018, which is just fantastic. Or we've come across them for the very, very first time in our Best of the Best series, and thus they make the list for 2018. Do check out the previous Best of the Best series that we've done over the years as well, going a long, long way back, as this show has been going for quite a long time. But I always like to do this. I like to honour the artists that put together the music and put it out there. I like to make sure I spin their tracks as often as possible. So, yeah, really pleased to see such great calibre of artists this year.
Cocktail Nation.
One of the most interesting characters in the lounge scene, his name is Jimmy Psycho. He released his album, Mosh Pits and Mai Tais, and he talked about his really original shows, complete with punk attitude, masks, and, of course, a lounge sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kind of goes back to, like, you know, my old band, Psycho Charger. I always wanted to kind of leave people guessing as to what I would do for every show, you know. So that's why I kind of the whole, you know, selection of masks, costumes, what have you. So you never know what you're going to see when I roll in the town.
Yeah, going back to, I think it was May the 4th, you did a special Star Wars show, and I had the alien masks on, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, my joke is that those masks are a hell of my own creation, because they look so good, but they are the biggest nightmare to perform, because they're like solid latex. There's like no air. The lenses and the eyes, they fog up, so you can barely see what you're doing. So it's it's effective though.
Yeah, no, I did wonder about that. You know, having done some performances on stage myself, I know how warm it can get up there, and it's sometimes a little bit precarious on stage. A lot of people don't realize this, but there are a lot of cords all over the places. There's plenty of you know, hazards for you to fall off the stage or off the back of the stage. It can all go horribly wrong very easily.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. It's just on the trip. Sometimes you can't even see we can't even see the set list. So we're all like trying to communicate to each other, like what song is coming up next. You know, so just hope we get it right.
Jimmy Psycho now at Holiday in Cambodia on the Cocktail Nation.
best of the best on the Cocktail Nation.
With Kent Miller Quartet and the Cat. Well, hope you've enjoyed our 2018 Best of the Best series. From now, for a few weeks, we'll be running our Twilight shows, is what I like to call them. In reality, I suppose they're repeat shows, but we've got the shows lined up for you over the holiday break. I'm going to take a bit of a vacation, do a little bit of writing, do a little bit of reading, relax a little bit. Our Coctonation evenings at the Penthouse shows will continue as regularly scheduled twice a week. And we're going to leave you with Vivian Lee, and from the album Let's Talk About Love, released in 2018, here's her version of Wives and Lovers. Stay here.
Little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will walk through the door. Don't think because there's a ring there on your finger, you needn't try anymore. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms a moment he comes home to you. I'm warning you. Day after day, there are girls at the office, and men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair rolled up in curlers. You may not see him again. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms a moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Very pretty, something you'd wear to go to the city. Then dim all the lights, pour the wine, stop the music. Time to get ready for love. Time to get ready.